And Daf Yud Amud Aleph, we'll start with something which is really not Nedarim Dik. It's not really our Inyonim. It comes in Zaitik, as does a lot of Inyonim Kotshim over here, over the length and breadth of these Prokim in Nedarim. But there's an Indian over here which is a little bit on reflection. It is a little bit, has what to be Megalan, an important way on Inyonim Nedarim. That is, take a look at the Tosfos. On the Gemara, where the Gemara says that there was a mikshol in being magdish a korban outside the Azara. Hillel Azokin, the Gemara brings that they would be magdish the behema mamish by the Azara to bring it in to be makriv. Why? Because if you magdish it back home before you bring it, or if you magdish it in Yerushalayim before you get to the Beis HaMikdash, there's a chance somebody's going to be mishtamish in the behema and he's going to be moel bekotchim, chas v'sholom. Now there, moel bekotchim, frek taisvis. In the Ramask of Yehuda, Haloi, Taisa says. One of the Karbonis that we're talking about over here is a Karbon Shlomim. And a Karbon Shlomim, Zayn by Mila. We pass him like Rabbi Yossi, that holds Kotchim Kalim, is Mom and Bailim. Yossi, the Shlomim, is eaten by the Bailim. Not only that, but the Bailim controls who gets from the Basa Shlomim. So, Mamela, we see the Karbon itself as Kotchim Kalim. The Gemara says, Klar, that there's no Mi'ila on a Karbon Shlomim. If that's the case, what's the problem? The Tosfos is Mechadish, it's also Tosfos in Nozit, it's also Rashi and Psachim, Dav Chav Zayin, that even though there's no Me'ilah B'Kotchim Kalim, there's an Issum in Atayri Lahonis. And this is the subject of Bavusta Reid by Rabbi Senu Achroidim. The Poshita instinctive Pshat, well, what's the Issum? If there's no Me'ilah, if it's Kotchim Kalim, Om and Bailim, so there's no Me'ilah. There's no Me'ilah, then there's no Issum. Ride on it. Do whatever you want with it. There's no Issa. You can't passel it from being a carbon. That's a separate carbon dick Issa. That's Mi'ila, it belonging to Hegdash. Lamazar, you want to take a ride down the block on the behemoth. Who's to stop you? Why is it also? What's the Issa? So the Poshita reaction would be that since a person was Magdashit, Sheyia, that there's no Mi'ila, but there's Bayachim. Which means that since the owner was Magdash the Behema, the nether is that he's going to give it to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, to say that there's Bayachal on a Behema that doesn't have Mi'ila is debatable. It's debatable on a few levels. First of all, Rabbi Chanon in Kovet Shurim Mechelik Beis and Yud Ches discusses this, and he discusses that the Bayachal should be totally in the Ram, the Rambam. That's the famous Machlokes that we have in Daf Tezvov that we discussed in Daf Beis. Who's over on Bayachal? Is Bayachal the Isser of anybody? That means anybody who's using a Behemish Shel Hegdash. Or if Reuven Asu's up his house, anybody that goes in is over on Bayachal. Now it's a Dover Hanot, it's a Chefter Shel Isser. Or the Isser is Bayachal Dvoroi on the Medaber. Now, it happens to be that that's also not so poshut, because even over there, Lemaisa, if Reuven Asu's his house, nobody's allowed to walk into the house. It happens to be the only one who could get Malkus is only the Mechalal Diburoi, which is Reuven, if he takes Shimon into the house. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. But the Isser is there, and that itself needs a Hesper. And maybe what we'll explain over here goes to explain that also. But that's also not so partial. So the Isser over here, sometimes it's a Kal, but there's no Malkus. Okay. But also, who says we're talking about over here? What's the mikshel over here? Is the mikshel the owner or the mikshel somebody else? So Pashtus, the owner, will be careful. The mikshel is the gabi somebody else. So the gabi somebody else, that's Rabbi Chanan's raid. That's totally in the Ran and the Rambam. So it's not such a gishmak of pshat over here, because you're totally in the machlekes u'shoinim. The Rabbi Chanan, the Kovet Shurim that we mentioned, brings this from the Shar HaMelech. Lamaisa, it's not so gishmak, because the Rishonim, whenever they say it, they say, Nihi de ein by mi'ila yesh by isser. Sounds like the isser is mitzad kotchim. And that needs a hezbif. There's no mi'ila, so what's the isser? Even the Bayachal is not so poshut, because the Moshul, let's say, according to the Ran, the Bayachal is not about the Dvori. The Bayachal is for violating the status of the Zach. If what's chal in the kotchim is that ain't by mi'ilo, so mechitesi that using it is a violation of the kedusha of the zach. It's a hesped. The pashtus is over here, the glatta pashtus. That means the shamel saying not that way. The glatta pashtus is that we're talking about an issa over here that's a kotchim dikis. It needs a hesbet exactly what that is. Reb Chaim Moshe discussed this in Achiezer and Chelek Beis in Yud Ches. The same idea you have by other types of kochim that don't have mi'ilo, kochim nochrim, mechubal karka also is exesa kosev, it doesn't have mi'ilo, but there's an isser mi'ilo. The shaila is what's together. Is the isser only out by yachal? It doesn't sound that way. It sounds like in the kochim itself, there's an isser. I was just thinking, I'll be matzia vort, maybe just to give a little bit of a hagdora, based on something that we said in Daf Gimel. And this really does have to do with the sugya Daf Yud, Behemshech, the next Mishnah, which is about Kinuyim. Kinuyim, where the Gemara says that it's a shaylev, it's a loshen shabodu b'am chachomim, or it's a loshen umusaylam, it's loshen umusaylam pashas teraisa. The chiddush is that English, Chinese, Japanese are also loshen legabe nedarim is concerned. But the chiddush of Kinuyim, loshen shabodu b'am chachomim, chachom invented code words. It's not real gezok. It's midrabanon. L'chayru the midrabanon means that it's midrabanon. Not just the words of midrabanon, then it's also midaraisa. That is the opinion of some Rishonim. But l'maisa, Tosfos definitely brings the shita, and Davbeis Tosfos brings the shita, that the loshon shabod l'om chacham is only dirabanon. Kinuim, and if a person makes a neder with kinuim, it's only dirabanon. So there's a shita m'chudeshes, before we discuss the shita that's midrabanon, in the Tosfos on top of Gimel Amud Aleph, we discussed it there, we'll say it over B'Ktzara, I think it's relevant to this. Tosfos says over there, B'Shem Rabbeinu Yechiel, he brings it from Yerushalmi, that according to Amanda Amal, Loshen Shabbat Uchachomim, this that it says that it's Durabonon, De'eni Mevi Korbon, Al-Kinu Nezirus, V'Kinu Nezirus, Eine Kenozo El Inye Malkus. The wording sounds, which is a Tovanifla Admoid, is that if a person makes a nezirus with a kinuya nezirus, it's enough deraisa legabi malchus, but not legabi carbon. What could be the hesbin such a thing? We explained then dvar mechudoshim moed, possibly that maybe what the hesbin is like this legabi nezirus. This goes back to the rate of what nezirus is. Maybe this we can name on both tzadim or two of the tzadim and say that beetsim there's two realities in nezirus. One reality of Nezirus is that when a person makes a neder of Nezirus, there's the Kabbalah on himself that's mechayiv him hanogas hagavra of Nezirus. We'll call that the bayachal of Nezirus. And then there's the chalois cheftz of Nezirus that shafts the kedusha, and that kedusha has dinim. And one of those dinim is the karbonus of a nazir. So ken zayin, that if it's a kinui, the kinui is enough to be considered moitzis v'secho tishmor in the sense of the Kabbalah ala gavra. Okay, I'm explaining now b'ktzor and mamish because it's in yon that we discussed in the Beis and Avgimel. Mitzad the being moitzi, dvorov, lachutz, since a kinu, it's understood that he meant nezirus, avada on a deraisa level, it's chal on him, even though the wording is not words of nezirus, it's loshen shabod lam chachom, but it's enough that we understand, we get him, we understand his intentions, and well, it's called arois gezok, and if it's called arois gezok, it's enough that he, lemaisa, his kabbalah is binding on him. However, are the words strong enough to be considered a fartigal loshen of nezirus, to shafach chalois, that he's now a cheftz of nezirus, that he has the kedusha, that has the dinim of nezirus, lav dafka. So that could be, it's a dov mechudesh admoid, that hogas nezirus he has on a deraisa level, malchus still be. But there won't be the chalois kedusha and the cheftza. A korban has nothing to do with violating an isser. The korban nemtzich from the kedushas adover. And the Kedusha Sadovra of Nozir is Mechayiv Karbonis. That he doesn't have. So that's why Malchus there would be, Karbonis there wouldn't be. Dvar Mechudoshim, that's what we suggested then. Al Derech Zeh, maybe we could say, that when a person is Magdash a Karbon, so there, of course, the Iker of the Neder is the Koyach HaDvorim that's shafing the Kedusha in the Behemoth. And in that sense, Kochim Kalim, the Kedusha is not that restrictive, that there's an isim ilo. Mitzad the cheftza of the korban, avada there isn't the isim ilo, as far as the korban, as far as the cheftza of the korban is concerned. However, maybe inherently in the kodesh l'ashem aspect of every korban, there also lies not just the kedusha of the zach, the yichud of the chayfetz, and memela if the chayfetz is used, but if in choil, it violates the kedusha of the chayfetz, ad kedei kach, that things that have me'ila are yotzel l'dechum, the kedusha is violated, it's neschal. Maybe besides for the zach itself, the issa cheftza, there's also an issa gavra that's mutl al kol echod ve'echod, to be nisiyachis to something that belongs to Hegdish with the requisite respect and hands off. The issa mi'ila, maybe taka has, maybe that's the kava meshutav over here. That every single person is mechuyv to treat chafetzim of Hegdish with a certain yichud, with a certain kedusha. And that kedusha is, even if you say in the chafetz itself, since it's miyuid l'tashmish habaylam, because kochim kalam is going to go to the baylam, so there's no mi'ila, but mitzad the choyvas gavra of kochim, maybe that is mutl al kol echad ve'echad, and that there is an issa. That's not the full mi'ila, and about there won't be the carb mi'ila, there probably won't be malchus, but there is the choyvas gavra that inherent is in every kedusha. Again, tvar mechudoshim, medavisim, just suggesting it for the oil. Another support for such a chilik between the choyvas gavra, the kabbalah, so to speak, that's mechayva gevisa and oga, as opposed to the din that's chal the chayfetz, l'chayru one could find in Tosfos Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Tosfos in the middle of the long Tosfos on kinuyim on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, so Tosfos says by the end of the skinnier lines, towards the end, Tosfos asked the kasha, what exactly, according to Madam Loshon Shabodu Chachomim, l'chayru kinuyim dinozir bodu chachomim, has he been a carbon? Tosfos asked the kasha. Tosfos understanding the Loshon Shabodu is only Dirabon. Again, the Ran holds the Loshon Shabodu is a word that was invented, but that word now is called a full manner of expression. So now it's Chal Dereisa. But Tosfos holds Loshon Shabodu Chachom is Mashma that, no, it doesn't work. It's only a code name. It's a Din Dirabonon, had he been Karbonis. So Tosfos says that to say that Legabi and Neder in Naziris it's a problem, but Legabi and Neder it's not a problem because maybe he has Baal Ta'acher. In other words, it doesn't say the Baal Yachar, it says Baal Ta'acher. What's the chiluk between Baal Yachar and Baal Ta'acher? What he means to say is that by Neder, you want to say you have to keep the Neder because there's Baal Ta'acher. What does that mean? If the Neder is not Chal Deraisa, it's only Chal Midirabonon, and you're asking them, if it's only Chal Midirabonon, how do you bring a carbon? And you're saying, by Naziris, it's a problem, because by Naziris, what are you going to keep? How are you going to prava Naziris? But by Neder, anyways, you have to prava, because it's Chal on you Deraisa, it's Baal Ta'acher. What does that mean? So Chayru, what he means to say is that to say that Loshin, which is Shabod Olam Chachomim, shafts the full Chalois Issa Cheftza, that Tosfos is saying, I hear, that's the Rabbana. But at the end of the day, mitzad the choyvas gavra, it's enough the fact that we know what you're saying, we understand you, to make that the Kabbalah believe, we'll use the nusach that we use in Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah base, that the Kabbalah believe is spoken out to the extent where it's chal on the gavra. That means, we're saying, according to this Lashon and Tosfos, a spalt. It goes back to the ikkareid over there. Is the point of the neder, that the words have a koyach to shafen as a cheftza, or the point is the ikkar starts from the fact that he's mekabel on himself something. It could be believed. The words are tonight that they have to be spoken out. So what Tosfos seems to be saying is that the words to say that they have a koyach, they're strong enough because they're words of nedarim to shafen as a cheftza that you don't have by Loshon Shabbat Olam Chacham. What you do have is to be mekayim the tenai that dvarim shebelev were spoken out to the extent where they're understood. Yeah, we do understand what he's saying, and that would work deraisa. Baal Ta'acher is a function of violating the choyvas gavra. There's no choyvas chayfetz. There's no Baal Ta'acher once there's a cheftza in front of us. The Baal Ta'acher is you're obligated to create the cheftza. So the Baal Ta'acher aspect that you'll have, even though you won't have the Chayvitz. The Chayvitz speaks to the same type of rate. So maybe this is a thought process that serves us as a Hatzor for the Nyanim that we spoke about. First of all, the Lashon Shabadu Chachamim biyachas to Isim Ila. I'm sorry, not the Lashon Shabadu Chacham. The Kedushas HaKarbon Legabi Mi'ila as opposed to the Kedushas HaKarbon Legabi Anissa Gavra, maybe. We explained also, and we based on that, an understanding of there's a difference between the shafting of a Chalois Cheftza, which would create the imperative of Karbonus of Nazirus, as opposed to the Malkus of Nazirus, which maybe it's an Ofchoivis Gavra, Shitav Rabbeinu Yechiel. And then the Tzad in Toisvis, the Loshen Shabbat Olam Chacham, is Dirabonon as far as the Issa Cheftz is concerned, but not the Gabi the Choivis Gavra, which would then shaf a Mechayiv to keep the Neder because of Baal Ta'akar. Kenzai, that they're all based on the same process, even though each one is a Dovah Mechudish Bifnei Atzmai, and neither is a riot to the others.